Today's daf is Shabbos daf Pei Beis, as we are at the end of the eighth perek in Masechta Shabbos, moving over to the ninth. But we continue the issues on the first half of today's daf relating to Hotza'ah. And yesterday we mentioned the discussions of proper behavior in the bathroom and what one should use to clean themselves, and what if there's a choice of what to use. We'll talk more about that, Be'ez Hashem, today. And we mentioned that some items are dangerous to use metaphysically. There's issues of kshafim, and one is opening themselves up to dangerous prosecuting forces if one uses these types of entities. So the Gemara continues in that regard. My kshafim, what's an example of kshafim that is a danger that we are worried about? So the Gemara tells a story, and then we'll talk more about this idea of kshafim. So Mike kshafim, ki hadra rav chizda v'rabba barav huna, havi, read six lines up from the bottom on pe alef and beis. Havi kazli ba'arva, rav chizda and rabba barav huna, we're going on a boat. Amra lehu, hahi matrunisa. There's a certain woman, certain matrunisa, Rashi quotes, nachar saisa, she was not Jewish. Osvan bahadaychu, vilo osvuha. She said, "Can I please go on the boat with you? Can I catch a ride?" They were not interested. They did not think it was a good idea to take her. And she got upset, so she says, "Amra ihi milsa." She said something. Asarta la'arva. She paralyzed the boat. She made the boat not move. The boat stopped in its tracks, if you can say that about a boat. And it wasn't moving. So, amru inhu milsa, sharyua. So they said, "Okay." They said something, and then the boat started moving. Amr lehu, she said, right, what did they say? Well, they also did kishuf? No, it's Rashi says she said something of kishuf, and they said something, al yedei shame tahara. Right, they said something on the good side. Shame tahara, shame Hashem, whatever it is. Amr lehu, and then she said to them, my avalechu, I guess I'm stuck. What can I do to you? Delo mekanech lehu b'chaspa. You never clean yourself with a shard. Right? So that's what we said yesterday. If one cleans themselves with a chaspa, with a piece of pottery, so then one leaves oneself open to be subject to kshafim. But you Rabbanan, don't do that. And therefore, I'm powerless. And also on the list, she said, v'lokata l'chu kina amanaychu, you don't kill lice on your clothing. Instead, you take the lice off your clothing and then kill them. That would also be a behavior that would subject somebody to kshafim. V'lo shalif lechu yarka, and you don't slide out a vegetable, v'achel lehu, and eat it, mikisha da'asir gina'a, from a bundle that the gina'a, that the gardener put together. Meaning, if you have a bundle of celery or a bundle of any type of other vegetable, it's better if one unties it and then takes one. But if one just slides one of the vegetables out, that also is a behavior that makes somebody subject to kishuf, and therefore this woman said, you don't do any of these three things. You protect yourself, and therefore I'm powerless in the world of kishuf. There's nothing I can do. So again, we mentioned many times the Gra, but let's go back a little bit. Give the Rambam his fair share. The Rambam, a number of times, in a number of places, discusses kishuf, and discusses Shadim, discusses all of that world, and says that it really does not exist. It's all dimyon. It's all imagination, and the fact that the Torah assers it is not because there's certain powers that the Torah wants you to stay away from, but rather, the Torah doesn't want you to waste your time. Right? It's meaningless. It's other people think this powers to these forces, but the Rambam says they do not have power. The Rambam says this in a number of places, just in case you thought that he wasn't serious about one of the places. The Rambam says this at the end of Hilchus, the end of Perak Yud Aleph, the Hilchus of Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says, V'tvarim ha'elu kulan, the previous halacha was talking about mechashev and oches einayim, sleight of hand, and all of those types of behaviors. The Rambam says, "Hadvarim elu kulan divrei sheker v'kazav hein." This is all falsehood. V'hein shehitu bahen ovdi avodah zarah hakadmonim l'goyei ha'aratzos kedei sheyanohu achareihem. They were tricked by all the people they live near. V'ein ra'u li Yisrael shein chachamim mechukamim. They're not just chachamim. They are chachamim mechukamim. They are super wise. It's not appropriate for Jews to be pulled after this type of world. Don't think that there's anything that they could accomplish. Maybe meaning anybody who believes in these items and thinks that they have the power, but the Torah asked them, they have power, but the Torah says those are dark forces, you shouldn't use them. You're from the fools. They have left the emes. So that is the Rambam that discusses this, that it's all about wasting one's time. You shouldn't be involved in it, not because it has any power. The previous, a couple of halachas, the Rambam, this Rambam is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and that's what the Groz comment is on. But let's just read this Rambam. The Rambam says, if somebody gets bitten by a scorpion or a snake on Shabbos, one could say an incantation on the wound, via filu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, well, you're not supposed to do that. Maybe it's refuah, maybe it's extra talking on Shabbos, but even on Shabbos, kedei liyashiv daita ulachazek libo. In order, even if it's a panacea, even if the person, it's not going to work, the Rambam says, that's what Rambam says, afo pi she'ein adover mo'el klum, even though it's not going to help, holo mesukanu, and he thinks that it's going to work, so that's why we do it. That's what Rambam says here in Hilchos Avodah Zarah in Perak Yud Aleph. He talks about it at length as well in Meseches Avodah Zarah in the fourth Perak, where again Avodah Zarah comes up there and he goes the same idea. Again, this was the translation from the Arabic. Ki ha-philosophim ha-shleimim einem manminim betalisman. Talismans. Ela lo'agim lahem. V'yafilu tovim v'chasidim. Yanshi torasenu choshvim she'in dvarim nechonim. Ela she'im asurim mitam ha'tora belvad. Ve'inam yodim she'im dvarim betelim b'shkarim. Right, so he says it many times that we shouldn't think that any of these isurim are because there's a force that Hashem does not want you to reckon with. There's a force that Hashem doesn't want you to use. But it's all foolish, says the Rambam, and it doesn't work. This is also said by the Eben Ezra, a couple of other Rishonim as well. But most Achronim, even Rishonim, argue on the Rambam. The Ramban clearly believes in these types of forces. The Sefer HaChinuch, who always follows the Rambam in his Minyan HaMitzvos, he clearly believes in certain types of dark forces. He says this in Mitzvah Samach Beis, by the Mitzvah of Kishuf, and Parshas Mishpatim, and other areas. The Nitziv in Shoftim, on this pasuk, the Rambam talks about following the Navi Sheker and don't follow what the other nations do. Avo yish lechol adas diavagav de bahalichos haadam baolamo shel atzmo yish lios tamim im Hashem below chakar asidos mikol makom, says the Nitziv. Normally not tamim tia, but bizman hamelchama. When there's national crisis, ve'ein eitza brura, v'hari hu sakanas nefashos, yishlach kar v'ladas. Says the Nitziv, the Jewish nation as a whole, if they want to find out from God, are they going to be successful? Should they go up to this war, v'chulu? They could use different forces. Doesn't say that they should go to the dark side, but like Shaul did, but the Avera wasn't that he went to figure it out. It was just that the Urim V'Tumim wasn't working for him because of what he had done. So that's why he went to the witch in Ein Dor. But says the Nitziv, that he had the right idea. He just should have davened and done tshuva in order to be able to use the white forces, the good forces, but not the dark forces. Shol HaMelech HaTzadik. Sheshal ba'ov shebefeirish dibra Torah ki atal okay navi mikirbacha mevuar shebizvan she'ein navi ve'ein efod ha'hechrech l'shal gam ba'ov v'ushenena shal zeh why mishum shu garam lazeh v'heilo l'shuv l'vakish mi'ashem she'enei din dvarim shebekdusha aval vaday ha'hechrech l'das ma'lasos. But at that time, there's no problems, as in it's safe, in asking the forces. And these forces exist. He just shouldn't have gone to those forces, says in it's safe. But a Yachid shouldn't be asking these forces, even though, he says clearly, Avakol zehu b'navi Hashem, she'inu davar sgula el HaKadosh Baruch Hu magid dvarav l'navi. Masha'inkin in yonei kishuf, hu divrei sgula b'sisri hateva. U'kishe mishtamshim bo ha'hechrech ladas l'vi sgulas hateva, shedbia yotzer kol yisbarach shemel. It's part of nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created certain forces. This is what the Ramban says in a number of places in his commentary on the Torah. And just like the Ramban says there is a guardian angel, so to speak, over every nation of the world. Who did Yaakov fight with? Saros al Esav. And the Ramban says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put one over every single country, except Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of Bechvodo V'Yatzmo. We have special Hashgacha. But the Rambam never believes in even the good forces, even the positive forces. The Rambam wouldn't talk in those terms. He might even call that Avodah Zarah, if you were servicing those. So but this is a major machlok to the Rambam and the Ramban, but the Gruff. Now I can quote the Gra. With all that background, the Gra in his well-known piece in Yoredei and Simon Kuf Ayin Tes, he says there are so many Gemaras that are mefurish against the Rambam. The first one on his list is our Gemara. That's why we got to quote this today. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch there in Yoredei quotes the Rambam that I mentioned before about that you're allowed to be malachish al ha on a makkah on Shabbos, even though ein adav mol klum. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam's lashon, and the Gra there says. This is the Rambam. Avokol abon macharav chalku alav. Everybody after him argued with him. Sharei harbei lechashim nemru b'gemara. We had two blot of it a couple weeks ago. There are many lechashim that appear in the Gemara. Many incantations. Vehu nimshach achar ha-philosophy. Right, he was pulled after philosophy. V'lachin kasav shakshafim v'shemos v'lechashim v'shedim v'kemios hakol u'sheker. The Rambam is pulled after his philosophical bent, and that's why he believes all of these are sheker. Aval kfar hiku osana kot kado, they already banged him over the head. Shrei matzino harbe ma'asiyos b'gemara. Api shemos u'kshafim. There are many stories in the Gemara about kshafim and shemos. What's the first one on the list? Amra ihi milsava asarta la'arva. She said something and stopped the boat. What is the Rambam? What's that talking about? How does he read that Gemara? Amru v'chu Shabbos pe'aleph. Ubisoft Paragdal Misa, Zabirushalmi, and he quotes all the Gemaras, Vukbe Mishmael La'ara, by the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the unbelievable Gemara about the David HaMelech is gonna be killed, and by Goliath's brother, and he throws him in the air, he's got to have him land on his sword, and David's, I think it's Avishai, I don't remember, right, says a shame, and he stops him, and he's hanging in midair, and he's trying to say another shame, but he quotes all these Gemaras, Avishai ben Tsruya, there it is, V'harbe chayotze, V'yamru, Lama nikra shman kshafim, V'atora he'ida, V'yu taninim, he quotes all these Gemaras, V'alis, philosophy, Hitaso meirov lecha, as he says again. Lefaresha Gemara akol b'derech haleitzi. He understands the Gemara as all metaphors and not to be taken literally. V'la'akaros ami pshatan. V'chas v'shalom, says the Gra. Eini ma'amin bahem lo mehem b'lo mehamonam. Ela hakol hadvarim heim kepshutan. El sheish lam pnimius. Lo pnimius shabali ha-philosophy. Shem chitonius. El shabali amitis. That's again his forceful words on the Rambam. Again, you got to figure out what the Rambam does with all these Gemaras. They're all not literal. And what do you do with this story? Do you say Rabbi Yaakov's pshat that we mentioned about 2 or 3 weeks ago? That maybe if it's not a Gemara, the Rambam would agree there were these forces. Only in his time they didn't exist. The Rambam doesn't seem to say that. The Rambam seems to say in his words that they never existed. Either way, this is a major machlokas Rishonim, machlokas Achronim, and it continues. Okay, so let's continue now on the third line. On Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Amar Le Rav Huna Le Rabba Brei, My time Alo Shchichas Kamei Rav Chizda. Why? Rav Huna asked his son, Rabba, why don't you go to Rav Chizda Shir? The Mechadzin Shmaitza, he's unbelievable. He is so sharp. Why don't you go to his Shir? Amar Le, My Ezel Agabe. What am I going to do? I'm going to go there. Dechiazilna Le Gabe. I once went there. Abba. And you know what he did? Mostly be Mil Dalma. He just started talking to me about life. No Torah. He just started talking to me about life. I'm not interested in life. I only want Torah. Omar Lay. This is what he said to me. You believe it? Man da Ayla Besakise. Somebody goes into the bathroom. Lo Lesiv Bahade. He shouldn't sit down very quickly. Velo Litrach Tfei. And he shouldn't push too hard. And he shouldn't overdo it and hurt himself. Da Hai Karkashta. Because the area, the bowel area, atzlas shini yosef, is connected by three literally teeth. That's the area. Dilma mishtamta shini de karkashta. If somebody stresses themselves too hard, then something can become loose, fasa de sakana. And it's dangerous. So that's what he told me. So Rav Huna hears this and says, Amarle, listen, you didn't appreciate what he said? Hu asik b'chayi de bar yasa, v'yat amr b'mili de alma? He's telling you life. He's telling you how to take care of yourself. And you're saying it's nothing. You're saying it's mili da'alma kol shegein zil lagabe. For sure you got to go to him. Meaning he's not only giving you Torah, he's giving you life's advice, so you have to go back to him. Good, so if you read the Gemara, okay, you can understand the Kipshuto. The Ben Yoyada has a little different pshat. He says, what's the Kol Shekein? What's the Kol Shekein? What do you mean Kol Shekein? If he was teaching him Torah, isn't Torah even more? Or Torah is the primary. So you should say, he's teaching you something, so you should go back. So Rav Chisda, no, who was it? Rav Huna was saying that, no, he was telling his son, there must be something deeper here. And you have to go realize, and that's the Kol Shekein. Because he's teaching you Torah Beremez, besides teaching you messages of life. It must be, it's deeper. That's what he said. He's for sure giving you hidden insights. So you just got to work harder. And if you really understand what he's saying, so then it's going to be a Kol Shekein. Because then it's going to be double. You're going to get the Torah, and you're going to get the Pshuto messages that he's giving you. And then he starts explaining what this is about. He talks about when you go into the Beis HaKiseh, he explains how Kiseh is from the word kast. Kast is to chew. And chewing means gashmius. It's a symbol. So he says when you go into the Beis HaKiseh, when you're involved in this world, which is not nitzri, which is not eternal. Everything has its time, but it's not olam haba. So don't sit down so hard. Meaning, don't jump into the guy. You got to go slowly. And don't, once you're involved in it, everything's a mashal. Everyone's involved in it. Don't go crazy with it and deepen yourself with it. And, you know, the whole world is on three pillars. Torah, avodah, gemilas, chasadim. And the whole message that he's giving on a deeper level is a mashal. And you have to be careful not to push down and destroy any of the amudim that make the world stand up. V'chulu, right? The Ben Yoyada here, classic, telling us that there's much more to the story than meets the eye. Okay, we continue. Last skinny line. Hayulafanav tzror v'cheres. If somebody has a choice, a pebble, a rock, or a cheres to use. So, what's the issue? Which one do you use? So, cheres we mentioned is kishuf possibility. Cheres. Tzrar is physical. It might hurt yourself with a tzrar. So, which do you use? Rav Huna amar makanech b'tzrar v'makanech b'cheres. Use the tzrar. Rav Chisda amar makanech b'cheres v'yana makanech b'tzrar. It's machlokas. Which one should you take advantage of? Meisvei, there's a discussion we'll talk about in the next sugya also. There are a couple of cases here. It's not 100% clear whether it's weekday or on Shabbos. Discussions of the Rishonim, Rashi himself has 2 days about it. Not 100% clear because the way I just explained it, it was just weekday. The issue is a sakana issue, or is physical sakana, or metaphysical sakana. But the other issue also is whether there's a status of a kli on it. A rock doesn't have a Torah's kli. So maybe it's better to use the other one, the cheres, even though it's dangerous, as we said yesterday in the Havamina, because it has the status of a kli. Either way, there was a machlokas. So meisvei, hayu lefanav tzror v'cheres, if you have them both in front of you, mekaneach b'cheres, mekaneach b'tzror, you should use the cheres, tiyufta de Rav Huna. Problem with Rav Huna, who says that when you have a choice, you should use the tzror, tirgama rafim bar papa kame de Rav Chisda, aliba de Rav Huna, Ognei Kalim. We're talking about Ognei Kalim, the handles of Kalim, which Rashi says that those are not dangerous, and the Ritva says they don't bring Shafim either. Right? So that's why Rav Huna said there one can use it, because that's a case where there was no downside. Hayu lefanav tzror v'asavim.
On the Hayu lefanav tzror v'cheres, right. The Rambam brings that down la'alacha. What's his reasoning for bringing it down la'alacha?
What's bringing it down, la'alacha? So, I mean, the Rambam has to understand these Gemaras as with different reasons. Right, not Kishuf. Maybe there's other dangers that, physical dangers that one would have. I don't remember, I have to look up, but the Rambam gives another reason what the issue of Cheres is. What about if somebody has a choice between a rock and some blades of grass? So again, a rock, now we're talking about, let's say, Shabbos. A rock is muksa, but a blade of grass could be sharp. So which does one use? Rav Chisda, Rav Amnuna. Chad amar mekanech b'tzrar v'yana mekanech b'asavim. You should use a rock, even though it might be more muksa, because it is not dangerous. V'chad amar mekanech b'asavim, mekanech b'tzrar. No, you should use asavim and not tzrar. And again, this is where Rashi has the 2 days, whether we're talking about Shabbos or weekday. The Ritva likes the pshat that it is, let me read it to you. The Ritva likes the pshat that it is weekday. Va'pirish anachon to bechol nechleku on a weekday, because we should, maybe you shouldn't use grass. Shechotchin abasar umazikin yoser im sheyesh kama asav im sheyesh lam teva uskulo lahazik ve'inam nikarim. Shouldn't use the grass. And one says, no, you should use the grass because atzrar is ein chalak shehazeko nikar tvei. So it's different depending which it is. V'yeshiv pirish b'shabbos, but the Ritva says I don't like that pshat as much. So either way, this is a machlokas. So meisvei, again another question. A makanech b'davar shahar shol etes bo. If somebody cleans themselves with something that is flammable, shahar shol etes bo, shina v'tachtonos nostros, he damages, he hurts himself. That's a dangerous thing to use, something that is flammable. So that's why. How could you use grass that's flammable? So lokasha balachan abiyavation depends if it's moist. If it's moist, then Rashi says ain't har sholik bo. Then it's not going to be burned if it's wet. Yevation, that's the problem that one should not use. Stop there for a minute. So the question is, what about bezman hazeh? Everything we use is flammable, right? Tissues, toilet paper, it's all flammable. And the Rama already quotes that it is mutter. The Rama says in Simen Gimel, in Shulchan Aruch, the Rama says that our minhag is to use lo yikaneach becheres mishum kshafim. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that. V'lo basavim, I think the Shulchan Aruch was accepted kishafim of the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam did not. V'lo basavim yevashim shemakaneach bedaver shahar sholik bo shina v'tachlonos noshros. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it, and then the Rama says v'yachshav shabad kisos shalanu einon basade nagu lo kaneach becheres. We use cheres v'chein nagu lo kaneach bedaver shahar sholik bo ve'eno mazik. Upuk chazi mayama debar. Look what people do. You see, people use it, and it is not mazik. Look at the Mogad Avram here. Shomer psoim Hashem. This has become so common that it is not a problem, and therefore that is one. That is what we are able to use. There's not a problem with using any kind of paper. Number one. The other point to bring out here is the Rashi. Rashi says grass. Isn't there an issur rabbanan of using anything mechubar? What about mechubar? Rashi says in Dibur Maskel ve'ena mechaneach b'tzror. Delav bar tiltalu hilka mechaneach b'asavim k'shem mechubar v'lo yazizei. You can use grass. Rashi is explaining even if it's still attached to the ground. Not only if it's detached, you got to make sure you don't detach it. But the Rashi says, "Aye, what about this issur rabbanan of his tamshus b'mechubar? You're not allowed to use chazal asur in the same gezeira of shema yiksor. You're not allowed to use animals on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use trees on Shabbos." Right, I'm not allowed to hang my jacket on a branch on Shabbos. That's an issur d'rabbanan of kotzer. Hishtamshus b'mechubar. So Rashi says here, how can you do that? Lo mitzar. Why? K'damrina be'evit. So Rashi's reason is, delo asur ela be'ilon u'bekane uzra din levishim kashim. Rashi says the gzeira wasn't on grass. Because, you know, only by trees and tall reeds wasn't on grass. So that's his reason why. Which is true. You're allowed to sit on grass on Shabbos. You're allowed to put your hand on grass on Shabbos as you sit down. But in the poskim, they quote another reason. And that reason is quoted here by the Me'iri. And that is, under three tvachim, Chazal were not gozer on. Under three tvachim. Anything under three tvachim is considered lovud. That's what the Me'iri says right here, why there's no gzeiras hashtamshus be'ilon. And that's what we paskin. Umishum mishtamish b'mechubar l'karka ein kan iser shekol shein gvoim min akarka shlosha tvachim mutter l'shtamish b'mechubar v'chein be'ilon. Even an ilon is mutter if it's close. Meaning, if there is a stump of a tree that I want to tie my shoe on, am I allowed to use that? So if it's less than three tvachim off the ground, it's mutter. That's not called l'shtamshus be'ilon. If it is three tvachim off the ground, then it is aser. So grass usually is less than three tvachim off the ground. That is why grass is mutter to use. Not like Rashi. Most poskim quote the reason of the Me'iri. Shulchan Aruch talks about this in Simen Shin Lamed Vav. That's where he talks about Ein Olan B'Ilon. Now, it can't climb trees. Bein Lach, Bein Yavesh. Goes through all the halachas. What happens if you climb the tree? Are you allowed to go down the tree? Did you go up on purpose or by accident? We might be konis you to stay up there if you did it on purpose. If something is on a tree, are you allowed to take it off? Is that called hishtamshus? But siv beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, shar shei ilon gevoim in aretz shlosha tvachim, aser lishtamish behem. Pachas mishlosha tvachim, mutter lishtamish behem, dike karka chashivi. Because that's like karka, within three tvachim of the ground. That is Glykarka. And Rashi, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, V'shari leishiv aleim. V'koshkin b'yarak, shen gvorah shlosha tvachim b'vadeh mutter. V'chein ilan katan. Right, everything is mutter within three tvachim. So that is an important ha'ara. Again, a major discussion that not everybody's aware of. That is Sitra Rabbanan, of using a tree. If I'm a mile out to put a sefer on a tree, just to put it there for a few minutes. If something is on a tree, to take it off. The only thing that's mutter is two steps removed. As we mentioned before, studei ilan. Meaning, if there is a hammock that is attached to a hook, and that hook is in the tree, so the hook is studei ilan. The hammock is studei ilan. It's two steps removed. So if the hammock is already in place before Shabbos, I'm allowed to lie on the hammock on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to put the hammock up on Shabbos, because then I'm using the hook, and the hook is only one step removed. Studei ilan. But if the hammock is already there before Shabbos, two steps removed, so then that would be mutter. Or if somebody's jacket is on a branch, I'm allowed to take stuff, put stuff into the jacket, and take stuff out of the pocket. But I can't take the jacket off and put the jacket on. That is called hishtamshus be'ilan. So that's in Shilam Advav, but that's Rashi and the Meiri right here that discuss the Shita. Vaiter. We continue. Says the Gemara, Hanitzrach lefanos ve'nonifne. If somebody has to go to the bathroom and they don't, so they might violate. The Gemara doesn't say that here, but there's an Isser of Baal Teshaksu, Machlokas, whether that's an Isser Daraisa or an Isser Darabanan. But besides that, Rav Chizda Ravina, Chada Maruach Rosh Oletes Bo, one says that what if one ultimately does not go to the bathroom and then the waste just stays in his body, that'll cause him to have Ruach Ra, some type of bad breath. V'chada Maruach Zuhama Sholetes Bo, not through the mouth, but Zuhama is sweat. There's going to be an odor from your body. Tanya command to Amar Ruach Zuh, Amar Sholetes Bo, Titanya, Hanitzrach Lenakavav. We had this earlier. So if somebody has to go to the bathroom, V'ochel, and he eats, instead of going to the bathroom before he starts eating, Doma Latanar Shisiku Al Gabi Afro, it's similar to an oven that is heated by its own ashes. V'zuhi Tchilas Ruach Zuhama. And this is the beginning of an odor that comes out of one's body. Right? That's the Raya. Hutzrach Lefanos Veni Yachol Lefanos. What if somebody doesn't have a choice? They have to go to the bathroom, and they're trying, and can't. They're constipated. So the Gemara gives them advice. Amar of Chizda, Yamar v'yeshev, Yamar v'yeshev. Stand up, sit down, get the juices flowing. Right, standing up, sitting down, standing up, sitting down. Rav Chana min Arda, Amar yistalik l'stadin. Try to go to the bathroom here, then walk a little bit, then go to the bathroom there. You know, get the juices flowing. That is physically what we know helps as well. Rav Huna Amar yimash meish bitzura ba'oso makom. You try to move things around in the area. Rabbanan Amri yasiach daito. Just don't think about it. Don't think about it. Amar le Rav Acha b'Rav Rav Ravashi kol shekein. Surely tichi masach daito lo mefni. If you don't think about it, then it's for sure no good. Amar le yasiach daito midram acherim. No, it means to focus on it. Focus on it. Don't be involved in other things and have other things on one's mind. If somebody has to go to the bathroom, they should just focus on that. Period. Amar of Yirmiyah Midifti, Lididi, Chazayahu Taya, I saw a certain peddler, Tekam V'yasev, Tekam V'yasev, and he did this. He went into a lot of exercise, Ad Shavakach Deir, until he got everything out. Everything out. Obviously, we're not talking about where there's a violation of Tznius here. Maybe it was in the bathroom next to him. And he saw that he was able to relieve and empty himself after doing some exercise. Tana Rabbanan Hanichnas L'Seudas Keva Yehalach Yud Pamim Shel Arba Amos Va'Amila Dal Pamim Shel Eser Amos. If somebody has to go eat, he should walk a little bit before in order to be able to go to the bathroom. V'Nipta V'Nichnas V'Yeshivim Kava. Right, we shouldn't have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the meal. Rashi says it's a gnai to have to go to the bathroom in the middle of one's meal. Remember, we mentioned earlier when this Gemara came up on Daf Peal on Mem Aleph that also after one eats. One should walk at least Dalet Amos after one eats. We mentioned the Chafetz Chaim there that was very machped even later in his life to take a few steps away from the table, away from the bed, and he said, "Oh, okay, I'm Yotzei. I did my Dalet Amos. I'm Yotzei." What the Gemara said. Period. Mishnah Cheres Kedin Litin Bin Patsim L'Chaveiro. How much Cheres does one have to carry out to be Chayiv? Enough to put between Patsim L'Chaveiro. What does that mean? If somebody has a pile of wood, and the wood, not every piece of wood is the same exact shape. Some of it is a little bent. You don't want all the pieces to lean and get bent. You want to keep things straight. So you put these little items, pieces of cheres in, so that things don't become smushed. Right? It's similar to those little tables they put in the pizza boxes. right? So the doesn't become smushed down. So it's basically the same idea, right? You put the, how do you think that would come up in Dafyomi, right? You put the little pots in between the wood and it keeps it straight. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, kedei lachtos bo es haor. Enough charis in order to carry a little fire in it. Carry a coal, carry a little flame in it. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kedei lakabo bo revius. Revius says, no, enough to carry a little water in it. Revius of water. I'm Rabbi Meir. Even though there's no proof positive that I am correct, that you measure it with fire, there's a hint to it in Yishayo. Lo yimotze b'mechitaso cheres lachtos esh miyakud. Yishayo Navi is giving us Musur. There's not going to be found. You're going to have such terrible times. You're not even going to be able to find a piece of cheres that could carry a little fire. So you see that cheres is used to carrying fire. So Amar Le Rav Yossi, Rav Yossi says back to me, Shom Raya, there's Oraya. Look at the next three words. The locks of my Migeva. And there won't even need to be enough to carry water. Right? Migeva. So again, you see, Rav Yossi says, there's just as much Raya to me as to you. Right? It talks about fire and water. So that is not a good even remez. Period. So Ibalo, Shir the Rameir Nafish, Shir the Rav Yossi Nafish. Mistavret, Shir the Rav Yossi Nafish. Lachora Rav Yossi Shir of the water is bigger. Umikra, that's what I would have thought. You need more, a bigger piece to carry water than to carry a little bit of fire. But, reading the Pasuk, you get the opposite, message. Umikra, Shir the Rav Yossi Nafish. Why? Because what's Yishayahu Navi saying? You're not even going to have a kli that could carry fire. And you know what? Not even a kli that could carry water. So the simple interpretation is that the second phrase is going to be even more restrictive. It should be even smaller. Right, or else it doesn't make sense. He curses Kla Yisrael with a small kli. And then with a big kli? So it doesn't, the pasuk sounds like the second one should be smaller. Rabbi Yossi shir. So Amar Abaya, yes, that's true. Masdi Zanami, even the Mishnah can be interpreted that way. Lachtos esh miyakida gadola. It means a large coal to be carried, not a small fire. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi is the smaller shear, as the pasuk is mashma. Rabbi Yossi Amar Misham Raya. Shabar Kamalei Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi has a good taina. What's Rabbi Meir's proof? What, he's trying to pull the wool over our eyes? Don't look at the other half of the pasuk. Right, be like most people who don't look at the psukim that the Gemara quotes. That's what he's trying to do to us? So what is it? What's the raya? So Rabbi Meir, lo mi ba'i kamar. Right? Rabbi Meir would interpret the pasuk as a lo mi ba'i. Lo mi ba'i, not only will you not have something common that is normally commonly used, midi dechashiv le'inshi, dol lishtakachlei, not only will you not find something common, like a piece of cheres that's usually used for fire, even something that's usually insignificant, that's usually tiny little pieces, even that lo lishtakachlei, even that you won't find. Right? So even though it's a big, a different item, but it's not usually normally used. It's a smaller item. But Meir would say that's very uncommon. And that is why the pasuk is formulated as it is. Okay? Adra lacham oziyayin. Now we get into Perek Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Akiva. This parak has one line that has to do, until the end of it, one line that has to do with Hilchos Shabbos. The shaila is, what is this parak doing here, these couple of mishnayos? So it's all about halachos, where there's a remez in a pasuk. So pashas, that's what it's doing here. Just like we had the end of that, the end of the Mishnah previously, Rabbi Meir says, oh, I don't have a proof positive, but there's a remez to it in a pasuk. So that's why all these have remezim in psukim. Tosfos says the first pasuk we're going to quote is right after the previous pasuk. That's why it's quoted here. Rashi says, well, one of the halachas we're going to quote is, how do you know that you can wash the baby 3 days after the milah on Shabbos? So that's why this is here. The problem there is, so why is that the fifth line? That should be the first line. And then you could branch off. Okay, either way, the Bnei Yeshua deals with that problem. But that's a couple of suggestions of Rashi and Tosfos, what this parak is doing here. So Amar Rabbi Akiva. Minayin la'avodah zarah shematayim v'asa kenida. Totally different world. How do I know that avodah zarah is mitame? I know I'm not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. I know Avodah Zarah is Aser Bahana'ah. But says Rabbi Akiva, a Chiddush, on a Durabanan level. Durabanan, not the Oraisa. That Avodah Zarah makes you Tameh. If you touch Avodah Zarah, if you carry Avodah Zarah, it makes you Tameh. How do I know that? That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. How do I know that? Because we compare it to Nida. Just like a Nida is Metameh B'masa, if, let's say, a Nida carries something but doesn't touch it, the Nida is Metameit, and the Nida is Metameit B'maga and B'masa. So too, Avodah Zarah. Because you see in the Pasuk, in Yishayo, right after the previous ones, It compares them. Shene'amar, tizreim kemodava. You should throw away your avodah zarah. Kemodava. Like dava. Dava is the word that the Torah uses for nida. Tizreim kemodava. Tsei tomarlo. Get out of here, tell him. Tsei, meaning the avodah zarah. Ma nida matame b'masa, avodah zarah matame b'masa. That is Rabbi Akiva's shita. Two major discussions that we have to have right here, and then we will continue. Number one is Parshas Vayetze. Parshas Vayetze. Rachel Imenu says to her father, "Sorry, Dad, I can't get up. Ki derech nashim li, derech nashim li." So Parshas, what does that mean? I'm a nida. And therefore, I can't get up. And as we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, that Lava didn't even talk to her, which we'll get back to Beth Hashem in a minute. But that's what she says. But many of the Achronim say, how could one of the most say a Dvar Sheker Mipia? Was she a Nida? Was she not a Nida? It sounds like she made up the story. It doesn't sound like she was a Nida. She was just sitting on the Avodah Zarah. She was sitting on the Trufim. And she made up the story. So many of the Achronim, one Rishon that I know of, many of the Achronim are bothered. So if you look in the Moshe of Zakenim, right, the Bali Atosis on that Pasuk, Paraglam and Allah Pasuk Yates. And if you look in the Gra, and if you look in the Chanukah Satorah, the Rebbe of Heschel, the Rebbe of the Shach and the Taz, they all say the same thing. They say, she's not lying. Ki derech nashimli, I'm tamei like it was derech nashim, meaning I'm sitting on your Avodah Zarah. And therefore, I'm tamei as if I was a nida. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. That's what she said. That's the Gra says that in Kol Elio. It's quoted here also in the Petini Mishulchan Agra. He quotes that the Shaul Meshiv quotes this from the Gra. Shama Sharachlat Kavna Beremez L'Mashalach Atrafim Shoyu Avodah Zarah. Because it says in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Beis, V'zeo Shama Rachel Kiderek Nashim Li Shari Lach Atrafim V'Shachva Aleihem V'Yemkein Metami Kamo Nida. And Viaf she'eno ela midrabanan, it's only drabanan, mikol makom, beisos Yaakov Avinu, bekiyim af bidrabanan. The Eir Makayan called to Rakula, even the drabanans, right? Avram Avinu kept the Eir of Tavshilin. Yaakov Avinu kept even Truman, which might have been drabanan. So, says the Gra, that's what he thinks, how she didn't lie. And it's not only the Gra, I quoted the Rebbe of Heschel and the Chanukah Satorah also says it. He says, Yesh Lafari, she quotes our Gemara, Nishma Mizeh Shavod Azara Benida Din Echad Lahem. Vehine Rachel Ganva Hatrafim L'Salikas Via Miyos Avon Obrikoch Akum. Ukadei Shaloti Yet Sadek Ezen Nichshelis L'Shaker Neged Avia Ba'amra Kilo Chalakum Mishum Hachi Ramzalo She Tumas Nida Aleha. I have Tumas Nida. Lavan didn't get the message. Lavan thought she was actually a Nida. He thought Kipshuto. But really, that's what was being said here. So that's the Chanukah Satorah, and that's the Gra. Right? The one problem here is, we don't pass on like Rabbi Akiva. That's the one problem with this whole beautiful Vart. Right? We don't pass on like Rabbi Akiva, that it needs B'tami B'mago B'masa. So, that's a little difficult. Okay, but they're going like Rabbi Akiva Shita. We'll see in the Gemara, the Chacham argue. Number one. Number two, the other issue to mention, which is an umpa, the Chassam Sofer says this is a Dover Nifla. I have no idea where this came from. And that is a Ravid. A Ravid in the end of Meseches Tamid quotes a Sefer HaMikzoos. Sefer HaMikzoos, one of the Rishonim. The Ravid, the last page of the commentary of the Ravid in Meseches Tamid, he quotes that when a Kohen's wife is a Nida, he can't duchen. That's what the Sefer HaMikzoos quotes. And a Kohen can't go into an Ohel of a Nida. Tumas Ohel applies not only, as we would have thought, as we know, to Tumas Mes and Saras, those two places of God, even to Tumas Nida. Ubesever HaMikzoos Matzasi Kasov. Hey, Chadika Nida Bebesa, the Kohen, Osirlo, La Mesak, La Duchen, Kol Emas, De Isa, Benidasa, De Chayish, Dilma Naga, Bemidi, De Naga, Hiva, Asila, Tamuye, and Arit Filosa, Shal Yisrael, Toeva, Vav Gorim, Zazaro, Shiovan, Mea Olam, Vechulu, Vechulu, and he says, Vechihechi, De Osir, Le, La Kohen, La Mea, La Besa, She, Munach, Bo, Mace, Kach Osir, Le, La Mea, Bebesa, De Isa, Nida, Bigava, Viyachidla, Adrona Volonafka Mina Koy Minidusa Shaper Dami. She has to be in a separate place. Ula Pirusha Mishla Tamua, asked the Ravid. My time Mahanach Tanoi to Machri Kule Abinita. He says, I don't understand where this comes from. So suggest the Ravid, maybe it's all connected to the duchening, at least element, is connected to Avoda. Directly to avoda, duchening, ultimate duchening is in the Beis Hamikdash. So he says, "Atam ishum tilanida v'zava salach hakasav izadav esvedem mitumasam sarach lasos harchaka tuva lachomashenoid b'mikdash berachas koanim akravas karbanah shei ma'isa kahuna sha'avu b'sheberachas koanim noheges bigvulin ikorahu b'mikdash v'yashchanami d'Rabbi Akiva avodah zara iskish lanida." And just like you stay away from avodah zara, you stay away from nida as well. Kishem shavodah zara mitame ba'ol kach nida mitame ba'ol midrabanan le'ini mitzvas kohanim le'ini akravas karbanos v'nesias kapayim v'chulu. That is the Raavan, and then he says, "I'm not sure if it applies bezman hazeh." Well, we don't have a base of mikdash. That's all he says at the end. I'm not sure if it applies bezman hazeh. That is the Raavan in the name of the sefer Hamikzaos. There are some according that want to say maybe from here is where it came from, that one of the reasons about not duchening in chutz laretz. V'chulu v'chulu, somehow. But the Chassam Sofer right here says, where did the Raavan get this from? Even Rabbi Akiva, we don't paskin like. But even Rabbi Akiva only is said it by Avodah Zarah, who says that you could say it by Nida. We never heard of such a thing. Lesman Dechayish, he says, V'noros niflesi al divrei sefer miksos. That the Prichadash quotes this in Hilchas Nesias Kapayim. He says, we have mefurish reasons, sources against. In the Yalkut and Mitzorah, a coin is mutter likonis lo'al nidim in Torah. The Ramban, derech nashimli, hu guzma'os misakanta denida arsi, velo midina klal. Right, it's not halacha at all, but it's a fascinating shita, just to be aware of. And Chassam Sofer says, though, halacha l'maisa, it should not have any ramifications. Okay, those are the 2 points related to the Mishnah. Vayter says the Gemara, it's not Hasa, and the Mishnah says Navar Zara. Misha Haya Beso Samach. There's just a lot more to say on Navar Aleph here. Please don't get upset. Misha Beso Samach Lavod Zara V'Nafal. Somebody built a house. This is the way the Miri explains the sugya. I have a house, and all of a sudden, after I build my house, a Beis Avodah Zara is built on the other side of my house. They built 3 walls, so they share my wall. But I couldn't have built it originally because I'm not allowed to build it. I'm not allowed to be mahana at Avodah Zarah. So somebody has their house and it fell down. Also, live no. So I can't build it up again because now I'm being mahana the Avodah Zarah. Ketzad yaseh? What should I do? Kodesh l'tok shelo dalat amos ubona. I have to count 4 amos back into my own rishus and then build the wall in my rishus. And that way, I'm not giving benefit to the Beis Avodah Zarah. Hayesh shelo vishel Avodah Zarah. But what if we own the wall jointly? Right? He owns one side and I own the other side. Maybe we owned it jointly originally before he was an Ovid Avodah Zarah. And then he decided. So then, Nidok Mechsa al Mechsa. Which means, I gotta count 4 amos from the midpoint of the wall. Right? Where my border was. And not from the other side. Continue for a minute, then we'll come back. Avana ve'etz of Afarav, mitamim kisheretz. And the stones, wood, and earth that fell down, right before I build the wall, that's mitamei kisheretz. It has the status of Tumah as a sheretz. A sheretz is metameh, as we'll see, bimaga, sheneemar, shakeitz deshaksenu. As the pasuk says, by Avodah Zarah, shakeitz deshaksenu. Make it disgusting. We see the word used as sheketz. Shakeitz like a sheretz, shakeitz deshaksenu, like a sheretz is used. So it's metameh, bimaga, and not bimasa. The Tanakh Mishita is that Avodah Zarah is metameh only by touching. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kenida. No, as Rabbi Akiva says in our Mishnah, no. Avodah Zarah is metame like a nida. Mean not only maga by touching, but also by masa by carrying. Shene Amar, as the pasuk says, Tizrim Kvodava, ma nida metame b'masa, Avodah Zarah metame b'masa. So it's a machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. So for the next blot, today and tomorrow, we talk about this machlokes. Rabbi Akiva again says, it's tame masa, and the Tanakama maga. Amar Rabba. Tizraim de amakra nachrinhu minach kizar. Tizraim, throw it out, means act like a stranger to it, to Avodah Zarah, just get rid of it. Say tomarlo, hikanes al tomarlo. Okay, meaning it doesn't have to be like a Rabbi Akiva, it just can mean, like, just don't be near Avodah Zarah. V'amar Rabba. Now we're about to have a machlok between Rabba and Rabbi Lazar. Rabba right here, Rabbi Lazar about 15 lines down. Amar Rabba, bimasa de kule amalo pligi de metama. Really? Everybody agrees. Even the Tanakhama agrees that Avodah Zarah is metame b'masa, unlike we just formulated. Everybody agrees that that it's metame b'masa. To iskish lanida. Everybody agrees on a basic level that Avodah Zarah is compared to nida. Ki pligi. What's the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva? Be'even misama. What's Evan Misama? We'll go with Rashi's pshat of Evan Misama. If somebody, as we know, that if a Nida sits on something, she makes it a Mishkav Hanida. But what if a Nida sits on a large stone, and there's something under that large stone? So the Chiddush of Evan Misama means the thing on the bottom is also Tameh. Not only if she sits on the item, if she sits on a huge stone that's held up by like rocks or pegs. And the other thing is under it. It's not supporting the stone, it's still Tameh. That's the Chiddush of Evan Misama. So, Rabbi Akiva Savar can either. Rabbi Akiva says, go all the way. On a Durabanan level, Avodah Zarah is compared to Nida. Ma Nida Matama be'Evan Misama. Avodah Zarah Matama be'Evan Misama. So Avodah Zarah is also Matama in that way. V'Rabbanan Savar k'Sheretz. Rabbanan say, no. It's like a sheretz. Ma sheretz lo matavi be'evin misama. Avodah Zarah lo matavi be'evin misama. Avodah Zarah is also compared to sheretz. Like we said up above, shakes to shaksenu. So Avodah Zarah is compared to both Nida and sheretz. The issue is what wins. Which factors? A sheretz is only matami b'maga. Nida is matami even evin misama. The question is, where do you put Avodah Zarah? So the question of the Rabbi Akiva, Lamai Hilchasa Ishkish L'Sheretz. So according to Rabbi Akiva, why is Avodah Zarah compared to Sheretz, the lower level? L'Mishamshim. That's for the Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. Not for the Avodah Zarah itself, but to other Kalim that are used in the process. Mishamshim. Ula Rabban, Lamai Hilchasa Ishkish L'Nid. Then according to the Rabbanan, why is it compared to Nida if it's not all the way? Evan Misama? L'Masa is compared on the Masa level. So again, everybody, right? There's extremes here. If you want to go how things become Tameh, Maga, Masa, Evan Misama. Sheretz is only Maga. Nida is even Evan Misama. What about Avodah Zarah? Right? That's the question. So Rabbi Akiva says Avodah Zarah is all the way like Masa. And the Chachamim say Avodah Zarah is not all the way, but it's also Maga. It's more than Sheretz, according to this view. V'lukshu Rachmana l'Nevela. Says the Gemara, what are the Rabbanan making themselves crazy for comparing it to Nida and to Sheretz? Why do the Torah just compare it to a Nevela? Nevela is straight out, Matami B'Masa. Maga and Masa. That would be easier, because that's exactly what it's parallel to. Good, and that's not Matami. You don't need an exclusion of Evan Misama. You don't need to exclude that. So in Achinami, the Gemara says, okay, you're right, we can compare it to that. Ella, so what do you do with the connection to Nida? Elamanida Aina Le'evarin. The comparison to Nida is for this following. Just like Nida, there's no Tumas Evarin. What does that mean, Tumas Evarin? If an Aver got cut off from a Nida, it's Metame Mishum Mace. Right? Aver Menachai, but not Metame Nida. Meaning there's no Tumas Nida when it comes to a limb of a Nida. And Avodah Zarah Aina Le'evarin. Just like Nida is not Le'evarin, so to Avodah Zarah, if you take it apart. Take an Avodah Zarah apart, it's not Metame in its pieces. So let Metame as the Avodah Zarah. That's why we want to compare it to, that's why it's compared to Nida in that way. Ella, just finishing up, Hadaboy Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Avodah Zarah, Yeshna Levarno, Eina Levarin. Rav Chama Bar Gurya had that question. Tifshel Emeha Dil Rabbanan, Eina Levarin. Why don't we prove from here that according to the Rabbanan, an Avodah Zarah is not Metame if you take it apart? Levar, why don't we prove that from here? So the Gemara says, Rav Chama Bar Gurya, I'll leave with Rabbi Akiva Baila. His question was within Rabbi Akiva. We just said this for the Rabbanan. His question was Rabbi Akiva, who has a much more chamur opinion about Tumas Avodah Zarah, would he say that if you take an Avodah Zarah apart, is it still Matame or not? So that is the Shaila. Okay, we'll stop there. That is all. The first opinion, just to review for 10 seconds, Rabbah. Rabbah's view again is, everybody agrees that Avodah Zarah is Matame B'Masa. Not only Maga by Masa, the Machlokas is it even Metame Evan Misama? And then you got to work out what each Shita does with the other one's sources. Rabbi Lazar, who we're going to start with Bezrim tomorrow, has a different view. He says, no, everybody agrees that it's not Metame Evan Misama. The Machlokas is going to be about Masa. He's going to knock down Rabbi Akiva Shita somewhat. So again, there's more to talk about. Bezrim, we also have to talk about the top case again. We're going to talk a little bit about Breira. About Breira, we'll start off with the Tosfos Yontif on Mishnayos, and then we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here.